in their old TR mobile.
And their TR in WH in 4WHM.
Morning, Bill. Excuse me. It sounds to me like you've been out in the weather at Chad's too long.
It's got a sinus issue, I guess best way to put it. My sinuses are going crazy. But just working from home today, sitting here doing email and getting ready for a meeting here in about 30 minutes.
I think somebody forgot to take this out of the mode they put it in for nets at night. I don't know. It's just not sounding quite normal, but I'm no expert on the repeater. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Bill. I know Brace has been having trouble with allergies, but the best thing that I ever used, and my doctor down at the VA told me a long time ago, many years ago, she said, well, they got to give you everything that they recommend. But she says, in summation, she says, Nasacort's the best one. And I've heard people taking all these other ones. But I used to have them so severe and put nose drops in my nose and they just run out on my face. It wouldn't go down. And that stuff has been a lifesaver to me for years. It is a little more pricey, but you can get it at Costco's and that when it's on sale. And it's not all that bad. Don't know if that helped you or not, Bill.
I think I've got something similar or that itself. That's the cortisone nose spray. I've got a brand that's still prescription. I got this spring, so I forgot about having that. I'll go and find that and give that a try, because it's got me a pretty good headache going on. But other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
That I used to have severe headaches for many years, and it was mainly from that. But no, it's not a cortisone, but I'm not saying that won't help you if you got a prescription stuff. If you look at the ingredients on Nasacort, and then you can go down to Walmart and you can buy the Equate brand, it's just I don't use that much of it anymore. I just use it once in each nostril before I go to bed. And rarely do I have to use it twice a day, but it is prescribed for twice a day. You know, once in the morning, once at night. That's the only one that ever helped. And there's some other good ones out there. I know Flonase and different ones. But that doctor had many, many years in that field, and she said that was the best one. But like I said, they do make a generic brand in Equate. Well, I hope you get rid of that. Headache isn't no fun. I had a small headache this morning on my bank card, so I called them. I got a package yesterday. I didn't order it. It had my name on it. It come from Amazon Prime. You know, usually when they leave, you get a acknowledgement and a picture back that they left a package on your porch. And they left it in the right place. I thought, well, what in the world is this? Because once in a while you forget, you know. I opened it up, and it was a toilet brush and an apron. And I just ain't that type of guy. I didn't order that. So I said it had been for Bernice, but she didn't order it either, but $52.47. So I called them, and they took it off. But, you know, you can't hardly get a hold of these virtual places anymore, like Amazon and that, to figure out what in the heck they done. But I get back an email instantly whenever I order something, and I always put it over in an Amazon folder, and there wasn't no charges there for that much.
It must be the same person, because, or the same group, because I got a charge on my debit card last week for $108, and I get a text every time there's a charge on my account, and I saw $108 come up, and I'm like, I didn't spend that. And I called Jana and I asked her, I said, you? No. She looked it up, and it was for liquor in New York City. So somebody had gotten our debit card, so I'm having to dispute that and go through some rigmarole to get my $108 back, but I'll get it. But it's, they, FedEx next day aired me a new debit card, and I'm just waiting to get my $108 back now.
Yeah, it's a pain in the gluteus maximus. I know when we went to Detroit last year for that graduation for the granddaughter, I mentioned it to the ladies at the bank, and they said, are you going to use your debit card? And I said, I never use a debit card. And just between me and you, she says, don't. And I always just put it on the bank card and then just pay it every month. So there's no interest accrued, and I get airline miles. But they advise me not to use a debit card. I don't know if they're easier to hack or not. I've never had my bank card hacked. Now, my daughter did, to the tune of, I don't know, $3,000 or something one time. But I'm like you. I do that double security check whenever I do anything like that. And also, if I make a charge on my Visa card, I get a text immediately, and every card I got's that way. So I knew something wasn't right. But we got a package one other time they didn't charge us for, but it was delivered to our house under the right address. And they sent me a thing. It was acknowledged on the email, and I just told them that, hey, I didn't order this, and they sent me a thing, a label, and I just sent it back. I said, just drop it off at Kohl's. So that's what I did. I'm entering an area here. Bill, I may get a little scratchy down here for a minute or two. Send 0TR.
Hey, Jim. Yeah, the, I don't know how they keep up with all the packages that are ordered to Amazon every day anyway, especially starting this time of year. You know, several million a day. That's a lot of transactions and a lot of packages going out, but I guess the technology does it. But the when you do have a problem, like you said, it's hard to get that person. Luckily, with my debit card, I just called the bank and they took care of it. They're supposed to repost the credit within 7 days, so I'm not too worried about that. But yeah, I don't use my debit card outside of the area, and my credit union card, it won't even work outside of the local area unless I call and tell them to turn it on. It's only good for local use, so I guess that's one way they try. And you can always use your debit card as credit and not have to use your PIN. And what I've understood is a credit transaction has better fraud protection on the back end than a debit transaction. So, could be wrong, but who knows. M4WHM.
Which one has the better protection, Bill? I didn't catch that. You got lane dodgers here up here on Wade Hampton. I'm headed down to a routine doctor's appointment, which I hope is routine. Go ahead.
Cards usually have the better protection against fraud and misuse, and easier to get your money back on than a debit card.
that's what I've always been told, but I've never had any problem with it. Of course, like I said, we pay it off every month, but there's a lot of traffic down here, but I got a half hour before I have to be there. Well, it's just that kind of world nowadays. There's so many places that they don't even want cash anymore. It's crazy. Oh, it's a beautiful day out here. I actually had the heater on in the truck for a little bit. The sun's bright and shiny. I'm sitting right in front of Bob Jones University, if you know where that's at, Bill.
I've been there a couple times on business. So, but yeah, it's a pretty day. It's 65 degrees with 96% humidity. And no chance of rain today, according to the weather station. Just fog.
I got to switch lanes. There's a police officer out here. Got somebody stopped. And I seen a wreck on the way down here. Right in front of Joey's Fireworks. Somebody got broadsided, but they looked okay, so I didn't stop. They was out making phone calls. Clobbered it right in the side. Well, have you used the radio anymore, and have you had any more problems, you button pusher?
I've used the radio, and no problems, and I've quit punching buttons that I don't know exactly what they do when I'm punching them. So, and I did get an email back from Kimwood, and their solution was perform a reset on the radio and then reprogram all the things sort of like what I did. So, and they said if that didn't work, then they'd go a step further, but they felt like it was a setting as well.
Well, that's great. Yeah, it was a software problem for sure, because I know that worked. I even hooked it up one time when I sold Matt his amplifier to him, and I don't know what bands we transmitted on, to be honest with you, but I know that I'd never had a single problem with it, and it's a great radio, great receive in it. I've been doing a little bit lately, but not a lot, but I'll go down after a shower of an evening and get on like I did last night, and I picked up a couple more band fillers, three Delta Alpha Zero, RU, I think it is, and the Sierra 90 kilowatt. I've been working over in Sao Tome, Africa, and another one in what used to be Swaziland. I've worked them both many times before, but still, never gets unexciting, put it that way. And then every once in a while, I'll just sit there and pick up somebody on CW for the fun of it and talk to them for a few minutes. Last night, we got down here pretty late, and so I just did one or two, managed to input one of them wrong. It's more trouble to edit it than it is to... it's real easy to put it in wrong. shoot, me and my computers, Bill. This is N0TR.
They can be interesting. I bought a refurbished Chromebook to use with my QRP rig, and I got it all set up and got everything on it and put a few programs on it, Echolink and so forth, just to have it, and you can load stuff and it doesn't work and you have to figure out why, and they can be interesting, that's for sure. Chad's got a problem with his Echolink on his new laptop he got for his anniversary, and I told him I'd fix it. I loaded it up on a Windows machine yesterday at work and went through all the settings and figured out how to duplicate what he was having, and so I just need to get with him and walk him through that he's having volume control issues. It's always something with a computer, but I kind of like it. That keeps me in a job in 4WHM.
Our mobile downtown Greenville. Well, you know that you can download for free if you like doing it that way. I like knobs and buttons. I don't care for the working everything on a screen, but I downloaded it and was able to run that radio from the computer screen. Only did it once or twice. I just don't care for it. You might just love it. And I had it up there, the front of the radio on a 27-inch screen, and you can do everything with it. And that radio has that ability. Must be easier. I couldn't have done it, Bill.
Put a trial copy of Ham Radio Deluxe and got it hooked up through the USB and did the virtual COM port and got all that set up. And the Ham Radio Deluxe is good for 30 days. And you can, it's just like the radio. Anything you can do on the radio, you can do with HRD. And I just can't decide if it's worth $100. That's my only problem. I have a hard time paying that much for something that I can already do.
What do I know? Uses M3FJP, Fox Juliet Papa. I love it. It's a logging program, and you can directly upload your QSOs to Logbook of the World, and it'll do things I never dreamed of doing because I'm not that computer literate. But when I bought it, I think it was $49.95, and it's a lifetime thing, Bill. And HRO would be far too complex for me, I'm sure. Or whatever it was that you said, Ham Radio Deluxe. I guess your more sophisticated hams that are into big DXing and got big stations and that's the way to go. But almost everybody around here uses M3FJP. I think you'd love it. And they probably got a trial offer.
I wrote it down, so I'll Google it here in a few minutes and see what it is and download it. My trial of Ham Radio Deluxe expires here in a couple of days, so I'll be done with it. Like I said, it's nice, but the only thing I like about the Ham Radio Deluxe is, well, two things. It's got a somewhat of a waterfall display, and it also will let you have a visual scan of the band. And but other than that, there's nothing that you can't do with the radio. And I'm pretty sure the Ham Radio Deluxe is where I got the punching buttons with the mouse to see what they would do is where I messed up. So I need to either learn what I'm doing or quit getting click happy. M4WHM.
Blocks to go. Well, you might find that to be worth it, Bill. I'm not saying it isn't. I don't know. But the software to run your radio is free from Kenwood, that program. And the M3FJP is really an easy program to use for, but it's just a logging program. So, I don't know. I just know most everybody, even people that said HRO before. I think Bob in D7J, he even uses M3FJP anymore. But you'd have to confirm that with Bob. But it's a great program, and I think you'd enjoy it. Bill, got around. I'm getting ready to pull in, and I got bogeys here, both sides of me. So I need to watch what I'm doing. In 4WHM, this is N0TR. Hope you get feeling better, Bill.
Good, Tom. Hope routine visits, very routine and quick. And enjoyed the QSO, and you have a good rest of the day, and I'll listen out for you later if you're back on radio. M4WHM, 73 is my friend. Be safe. Good luck on your appointment.